Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast Reset, coming to you from Wheeling, West Virginia. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated, and this season on the podcast, I'll be doing interviews and the power of three. Three things that we can do daily to accelerate our lives. Welcome to the show. Let's go. Good morning and welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, August 23rd, 2022. We're back, baby. Okay, I've been on a hiatus. It's understandable that y'all were probably like, wow, where have you been? Anyways, yes, it's been a while, but we are back on the grind here at Life Accelerated. And really, that's what we're going to get into on today's episode. So let's get rolling. All right, we are back to school today. So I decided it was a good time to get back on the podcast grind. That said, today's Power of Three, we're going to start with this. Sometimes you just have to take a hiatus. Reset, relax, reset. You know, I didn't quit on myself. I just needed a break. Everything was overwhelming. Recovery, parenting, relationships, career, physical body care. Spiritually, financially, all of it just needed a break. And honestly, I just needed, I hit a brick wall. I had to stop and really pause with a lot of things in life. And a podcast is one of them. I just wanted to take a break, get in the right set mindset, and continue to grow my life, which is really, that's what I took this summer to do, was just get emotionally right, mentally right, physically right, spiritually right, financially right. Get my relationship in the right mindset. Everything had to change this summer. And a lot has changed for the better. And I thank God for that. So really, the hiatus was a chance for me to grow and change and start going back in the direction God has desired me to go in. Quote, it is very important that we learn to rest, relax. Not only does it prevent the onset of many illnesses that develop through chronic tension and worrying, it allows us to clear our minds, focus, and find creative solutions to the obstacles we face, end quote. I love that. Anytime you get in a situation like I felt that I was, where I just hit a brick wall, the only option I had was to just reset everything and start over, which was better for myself, better for my family, better for those around me that I did that, because if I would have kept trying to push through, I wasn't going to be able to give the quality of myself to everybody that needed it. So I love this quote for a couple of reasons. One, we need that rest and relaxation to reset our minds, to refocus, so we can find creative solutions to the problems we are facing. But two, really, if you are in burnout mode and keep pushing, it's going to take your health down and it's going to take the quality of who you are down. You can't be your best when you are burnout. All right, number two, it's okay to fall down, but you don't want to stay down. You got to get back up. Falling down is inevitable. We are all going to fail at something. We're all going to struggle. We're all going to have times where we've got to make a decision. Are we picking ourselves back up and putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward? Or are we going to stay where we're at and let the world defeat us and let the enemy win? Proverbs 24:16 says, for the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Mindset matters. You know, are you going to focus on what caused you to fall down? Are you going to do something about it and pick yourself up and put one foot in front of the other and make the moves necessary to move you and your family forward? Listen, the only real solution to our troubles is putting God first. So put God first, get back up, and keep grinding. Number three, you got to take action. I've talked about this several times on past episodes, but here we are again. The truth of the matter is, after you have taken the time to reset and get rested, and you're ready to get back on your feet, you've got to take action. And I believe action starts with faith and goals. Goals create a vision, and the vision is going to be relied on by our faith in God to lead us. You got it? Get it? Good. All right. Faith will lead God, our faith in God will lead our steps towards our vision and purpose. Remember that. James 2:18. You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. What we decide to do today is going to start in faith, and that is going to lead us on our journey to reach our goals, reach our vision, and reach the purpose and plans that God has for us. So just take the step. Today, it's time to get back on track, live intentionally, on purpose, for a purpose. Folks, this is a quick get back on the grind episode. I'm thankful for those of you who have waited so long to hear this episode. Let's get back out there, accelerate our lives, and be who God created us to be. Everybody have a great first week back at school. And if you live here in the Ohio Valley, take some time to get outside this week and enjoy the weather. We got some beautiful weather coming. I promise you that. So, folks, have a wonderful Tuesday. Let's get back on the grind and be who God created us to be. Folks, I love you. Have a great day and come back and check me out on the next episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who needs to hear today's message. Remember to follow me on social media for more inspiring content. Listen, we're only going to grow this thing if we share it and have reviews. I appreciate those of you out there taking the time to do that. Now let's get out there and accelerate our lives.